I've heard a lot of tricks for trying to get a kiss on a first date.
Yeah.
But putting wasabi on your lips and saying, "Do I have anything on my face?" Haven't heard that one yet.
No.
It would burn.
But that's what one of our listeners, Mark, tried. It's a curious move, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
No. Yeah, maybe that's the moment that turned everything for you, Mark. Not all the spoiling stuff with the surprises and the gifts. Maybe she just thinks you're too weird.
Oh,
would,
so hard.
Would you say you're weird, Mark?
Wow.
Because, you know, I'm weird. I've licked Tabasco off people, places, and things before.
That's
so
true.
I suppose I have an interesting sense of humor.
Okay. It was supposed to be a funny first kiss.
Besides the kiss part, it does seem like there's a lot of potential here.
Yeah, you're really separating yourself from other guys, bro. The things you're doing, you're spoiling her. And then even the surprise kiss, it didn't work, but it was very unique. I mean, she's never going to be on another date, I'm sure, like that.
I hope so.
Or maybe never another date with you either. But
that was harsh, Jeffrey.
I'm just trying to be honest. Mark's, we got a wacky sense of humor, right, Mark?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know you're joking. I'm hoping there's another shot for a date.
And I think what the boys are saying, too, is if she's not the one that wants to go out with you again, that you just keep doing you because you'll find somebody appreciates that. Alexis.
Yeah.
I wasn't even finished my sentence. Alexis. You'll find somebody Alexis.
Yeah. All right. We have a backup. Yeah. We have a plan B ready for you, just in case.
Thank you, ladies. It's good to get that feedback because, you know, I do have a special little spark and I like to do these little surprises. And you're right. I will not stop.
Good.
Okay.
You should, bro.
Okay.
And that's why they call him Magnum Mark.
Nobody.
You're the only one.
That's why I call him that. All right. I'm going to dial Ava's number right now. We're going to see what she has to say. You ready, man?
Let's just see what happens. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Dialing your phone number right now.
Hello.
Hey, is this Ava?
Who is this?
Ava, it's me, Jeff. From the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, your favorite morning show.
Oh, same energy.
It's me.
Why are you calling me?
Do you know who I am?
I listen to you guys sometimes, but...
Oh, I'm hearing a huge fan.
You are weird, man. You are so weird.
I am just calling on behalf of one of our fans that's even bigger than you. His name is Mark. Mark is a guy that you went out with the other day?
Something like that.
What do you mean something like that? It sounds like you guys had a really cool night that he put a lot of effort into.
Wait, he told you about our date?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gave us the rundown that he had a bunch of surprises lined up for you with a spa day and a little surprise sushi dinner at this exclusive restaurant.
Oh, my God. He told you about spa day?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he? That sounds awesome.
I thought it was going to be a little sleazy if he got you guys like a couples massage or something, but he just sounded like he really wanted to do something kind for you.
So when I think of spa day, I'm sure you guys too, like you imagine plush white robes and steam rooms and hot stone therapy. It smells delicious in there, all that good stuff, right?
Yeah, totally.
So first of all, he blindfolded me, which like should have been a red flag, right?
Yeah. I could see it being scary. Yeah.
You could think that, but you could also think fun.
Yeah, so I was trying to be open-minded and I was like, okay, I'll let this guy blindfold me, whatever. So we get there and he takes my blindfold off and where am I standing? Literally in front of one of those massage parlor rooms inside a mall.
Okay.
Oh.
But
like a strip mall, one of those.
I've had good massages at places like that.
Yeah,
though.
But usually like when you get someone a spa or you go to a spa, it's like it's either its own entity or it's in like a fancy hotel or something.
Yeah, but beggars can't be choosers here. I mean, you can still get a good massage at a place like that.
True.
Well, what is this like? Is this like it's a place in a mall and they have like little private rooms where you lie down or what is
this? No, there's zero privacy. Like there's a bunch of people in one room getting massages on those weird like
the chairs. Like airport massages.
Yeah, I've seen those at the airport.
Oh, yeah, they have at the mall too when you're walking.
It's usually like when you're on the go really fast. It's like, hey, I got like 15 minutes before my flight.
It was awkward. I mean, if you're going to take me to a mall, that does not entail me needing to be blindfolded, you know?
There's a bunch of people.
I guess I didn't think about that, being led through the mall. And nobody stopped him while that was happening?
Concerning.
That's also like...
Well, that's just malls.
Magnum. Mark is back doing his thing.
But wasn't it relaxing? It had to have still been relaxing.
It was okay. Like, I couldn't really relax because I felt so awkward. And then, like, at one point, he paid for a foot rub, and he was audibly moaning really hard.
No, he
wasn't.
That's actually, maybe I shouldn't laugh. Sorry.
Dude, that would be me. I'm not even lying. I love a good foot rub. Oh, so nice.
Stop. Don't make the noises.
One good thing about it was we were right next to this pretzel shop, and I kept smelling that.
Oh, I love the pretzel.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, how did they get that scent so strong?
I don't know.
I mean, honestly. Okay. So you were into
Jamba.
It.
Jamba.
No, I was not into it. Like, it was too uncomfortable.
But did you like the effort that he put in? I mean, he did put in some effort.
Yeah. I mean, it may not have been exactly what you expected going into it, but, like, the surprise sushi, like, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
The surprise sushi came from his backpack, and it was from a convenience store.
Oh, he said he took you to sushi.
Yeah, he said.
I mean, the sidewalk.
Oh, bro! This is like the most romantic date on Wish.
You know what?
This is like.
He's like, he's got champagne taste on a, you know,
yeah,
Bud Light budget.
He's balling on a budget.
Yeah,
it's made fresh daily.
There he is.
Every day they make it.
Okay.
Okay. Oh.
Mark?
Yeah.
Hey.
Surprise.
Oh, yeah, he has one more little surprise for you. He's been on the other line listening this whole time.
Wow, yeah. The surprises just keep on coming.
You never know with Magnum Mark.
That's right.
Ava, I can't believe you didn't enjoy your massage. You seem to be having such a great time, and that place is legit. It's got like a 4.2 star rating on Yelp.
Oh.
Wow.
Above a 4.
Yeah, but you kept saying, like, get ready for a spa day. Like, I almost packed a duffel bag, and then all of a sudden I'm at the mall.
Yeah. Oh, they have, like, you know, lovely fountains at the mall, too. There's some nice smells.
I think, Mark, what she's saying is, like, expectations and reality. I mean, like, her expectations were different, and maybe you elevated the idea a little bit too much.
Look, didn't you tell me that the massage felt good?
Yeah, I said that because I didn't know what else to say. Everybody was there listening.
Come on.
Ava, if he would have just said, hey, you want to go to the mall, get a foot massage, and eat some sushi in the parking lot, would you have been dead? Would you have been...
Just call the police now, please.
Would you have been down for that?
That is definitely not my style. I would hope you know me better than that by now.
See?
But that's what you did.
Yeah, that is your style.
No joke, next to the empty massage table next to me was a mom changing her kid's diaper.
Oh, now you don't get that at a regular spot.
This place is family friendly.
Okay. All right.
Just because I didn't spend $1 million doesn't mean it wasn't a cool surprise.
Yeah.
I mean, he's right.
He didn't even spend $20 on it.
Does it really matter how much money I spend on massage? I mean, a good massage is a good massage.
You're right.
I mean, I think the most incredible part about this whole phone call is that Ava's still able to talk after eating that gas station sushi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know the guy who makes it. It is such... fresh fish.
Okay. Like gas station. Hank would never give us gas station.
He tried. He put in effort. He listened to what your needs were, Ava. He tried to meet those needs.
I get it. Everything you did was like, it took time. It took planning. But all of your surprises were just not good, Mark. I'm sorry.
She's honest.
Okay, but he did save the best surprise for last.
Oh,
and that's offering to go out with him one more time. That is fully paid for by this radio station.
Yeah.
No.
But, I didn't even act like it.
Wait, Ava, hold on. Like, you didn't even think for a second here? Like, we painted a whole picture for you, and we have some actually nice gift cards that we can give to the two of you.
With, like, a table and chairs at a real restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds really lovely, and I appreciate it, but, I mean, the company is still the same, you know? No offense.
No offense?
Is that what I'm going to say in the end?
I don't want to be a ruin.
I think we're too late for that part.
Yeah.
I think this is the reason chivalry is dead. You know, a great guy goes out of his way to make you happy, and it's just not good enough for you.
Out of his way, all the way on the other side of the Cinnabon. Can you believe that? And you still said no.
Yeah.
Yeah.